Good morning. Very interesting situation going on in Bermuda.
How do you think Team New Zealand, Dennis, is positioned of what you've seen of them racing as we head into race 5 and 6?
Well, I think they're in a good position to win this whole thing. I don't see Oracle coming back with the same miracle that they had last time. Team New Zealand has done a wonderful job of coming up with some very creative ideas with the bicycles and with the control of the foils and wing, done by the by a single person with both hands on the wheel. And they've done a great job in the team support. They haven't really made any big mistakes. They had a bit of drama when they messed up at the start in the last trials and cartwheeled and broke the boat. And it was just, to me, that's the whole story of this America's Cup, how that that whole team pulled together and got that boat out and the mast that was in shreds and put the new mast in and ready to go the next day. You know, that's the eighth wonder of the world. It's just very, very, very impressive to me. And I think that if, as expected, Team New Zealand goes on to win this cup, that'll be the big story in the whole event after the technology.
Indeed. That said, Oracle is a force, Dennis. What will Jimmy Spittle, do you think, and his crew be working on these lay days?
Well, Oracle's a big organization, and I doubt that Jim Spittle is working on much at all, having to deal with all the media and the backers. But his team will be scratching their heads, trying to figure out how to get the more speed and more consistency. Their tacking is not as good and crisp as Team New Zealand. Team New Zealand is able to spin that boat 1,000, 2,000, and it's nice and smooth on off they go. And Oracle doesn't seem to have that same consistency. So it has to be, it's not that James Spittle doesn't know how to steer the boat. It has to be in the control of the foils and the rudder foils as well. So they just seem to be a step ahead to me. And I think it'll be very difficult for Oracle to pull a rabbit out of the hat with only 2 or 3 days to go. If they had any secret weapons, they would have been using them.
Do you see any similarities between you and Jimmy Spittle? I mean, he's a man who shoots from the hip. It's as part of the America's Cup, the mind games, though, that you play as skipper.
Well, when Jim got involved in the Cup, it was the courtesy of Sid Fisher and taking a couple of youth programs from Sydney and giving him a chance to sail in the America's Cup. And he's come a long way from there. But I don't think there's anything that really separates him from a lot of other great skippers and, Russell Coutts. I mean, it looks to me like this has been the Russell Coutts era, and he's had a wonderful run of it, 22 years of being on top. And I wouldn't be surprised if he hangs up his sailing shoes and retires. He's made a lot of money. And he's had a lot of success, and he can go out as a winner regardless of what happens here in the Cup in Bermuda. So I have a tremendous respect for Russell and what he's accomplished.
Spittle was adamant in San Francisco that Oracle could come back, and they did against the odds. This time and at this stage of the regatta, he's been a little bit more subdued. Do you think Peter Burling is a far tougher opponent, perhaps even just mentally, than what Dean Barker was 4 years ago?
No, I don't think so. I think Dean did a good job, and he led that team to what could have been easily been a victory. Last time it had some bad luck when the time limit ran out, another bit of bad luck when the wind exceeded the wind velocity, or the New Zealand effort would have been successful last time. So I think generally Dean did a good job. He got into a buzzsaw there with Oracle improving their tacking and jibing ability with the new foils and learned how to take the cavitation out of their boards. And I think that he just got blindsided and whipsawed by the creativity of the Oracle team. And Russell Coutts just came up with another miracle. But I don't think it was really Dean Barker's fault. And Peter Burling, he's done a great job. I think that that whole team has gelled together and sailed well with no big mistakes, as I said. And but it looks to me like unless there's something untoward happens with the wind forecast to be in that same 8 to 12 knots that we had last time, I think that they'll still have an edge. And the God willing, because I'd like to see Team New Zealand win, that you're going to have that cut back in Auckland in the viaduct, and you'll enjoy it for another 4 or 5 more years.
Why do you want to see Team New Zealand win?
Well, I think that I like what I'm hearing about the possibility of going back to the monohull and not making the same circus that we have. I think if Oracle wins, it could have another event every year. Let's separate the America's Cup from just being another regatta. It used to be something special, and they've turned this into a completely different event. And time will tell if the people like it. But right now, they don't like it. There's not many big boats in Bermuda. The hotels are empty. It's been an economic disaster. The TV ratings are bad. And the whole thing, I think, will be an economic disaster for Bermuda. And people won't like what they see. They want to go back to what they saw in Auckland, the downtown event, center of the America's Cup. Everybody having a great time. Lots of people, lots of boats, lots of spectators. And I see nothing but good to come out of it. So I'm not looking forward to an event in Chicago, a 5-day event, and call it the America's Cup.
It's so lovely to have your support, Dennis Connor. Thank you. If Team New Zealand wins, gosh, if they do, and we bring it back to Auckland, will you come and visit? Will you come and hang out with us?
Oh, I'm already looking for my spot there in the viaduct. Auckland has been the best place for the America's Cup that we've ever had, and I think it will be the best again if Team New Zealand can pull this off, which I believe they can. So go Team New Zealand.